Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It's a great pleasure to take part in this meeting under the presidency of Austria. We know about your historic commitment to disarmament, and we will collaborate to ensure that your presidency will be successful in spite of the difficult, extraordinary circumstances in which we find ourselves. I'd also like to commend the arrival of the representatives of Australia, Tunisia, and the Republic of Korea to the Conference of Disarmament. We welcome them and we extend our willingness to cooperate with them. Mr. President, I also want to take note of the continued efforts of Australia for the efforts undertaken during her presidency. In spite of the difficult circumstances which prevented us from meeting together, the broad efforts undertaken and bilateral meetings helped to lay down the design for some of the reasons for the stalemate in this body and to try to identify ways forward. Excellent practice this year has been the cooperation between the P6+2, and we hope that we will see this in the future work of this Conference of Disarmament. Mr. President, we're facing very complex, dangerous times. A large part of the architecture of disarmament and weapons control is being dissolved by the countries that helped create it and understood how important it was. In addition, the loss of the intermediary mechanisms and the treaty and open skies and the extensive of OBOSTAT or the negotiation of a subsequent treaty mean that the future does not look bright. At the same time, there's been a note of hope, and we would underscore the bilateral dialogue initiated last week between the Russian Federation and the USA. We would encourage both countries to take great steps in keeping with the agreements in place to ensure that we have a safer world free of nuclear weapons. In spite of the pandemic, we understand that some countries might reinitiate nuclear testing or try to modernize their weapons stockpiles, running counter to agreements. This would be horrifying in light of the current crisis and for the impact it would have on our societies. COVID-19 has showed us that there are other imminent threats for security that require our attention, and they confirm that nobody is safe if we are not all safe. It also shows that the only way to tackle threats is through a strengthened multilateral system where we give priority to cooperation in order to tackle new and persistent challenges, particularly the risk of nuclear weapons, because any detonation would not help us to be prepared to tackle the magnitude of the consequences. We are mindful that the geopolitical situation of a lack of trust is still existing and is deepening. In addition to the crisis, we should try to create opportunities, but we need to see true leadership. The postponement of the NTP conference also offers an opportunity for us to pause and think and try and find synergies that would allow us to move forward in the three pillars of the treaty. We mustn't let this opportunity go by. If we do, it would unavoidably weaken the whole regime. A particular challenge is setting aside the mechanisms of disarmament. We need to ensure that the measures put in place in 1978 continue to be relevant. Even though it has been ill and languishing for the past two decades, we still need to be mindful of the threat of nuclear weapons. This has been clear in the negotiations, and we see that it is vital that we reach agreements. We need to see innovative practices that will help us to step out of the stalemate, and some of these have even been included in the agenda for disarmament that have put forward by the Secretary General of the United Nations himself. What we need to see now is to try to inject energy into this machinery. Mr. President, against this backdrop, we need to reiterate the need for this conference to take up its work again and comply with its negotiating mandate. Mexico believes that the vast majority of the items on the agenda of this conference are relevant and therefore need to be negotiated. Nuclear disarmament is the utmost priority, and we need to explore, according to the plan of action from 2010, how we could establish a subsidiary body to reinitiate the various areas for negotiation. This could be perhaps a repository of proposals on the basis of which we could find a way forward towards a negotiation to eradicate nuclear weapons. It is also crucial to move forward in the negotiation of a treaty to try to prohibit the use and stockpiling of fissile materials and PAROS to ensure negative guarantees and negative assurances. We undoubtedly will have new challenges that could be on the agenda of the CD, such as threats from artificial intelligence, technological developments, and the impact on international security and others. Mr. President, before I conclude, my delegation would like to make note of the support for the delegation of Australia to try to make technical adjustments so that the drafting of our rules will be gender neutral. We hope that we will return to this work quickly. This is a concise, detailed, brief text that needs to be in keeping with gender equality. If we cannot achieve an initiative of this nature in the CD, we really need to look at ourselves and ask ourselves if we can finally reach a true outcome. I would also like to refer to the colleagues such as Vanessa Wood, who is about to leave, and wish her the best of success for the future. Thank you very much, Mr. President.